Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with the Wide World of Sports update. Geelong veteran Tom Hawkins is confident he can overcome his form speed hump. The 35-year-old's goalless streak has now stretched out to 4 weeks, but Hawkins says he feels he's still playing a significant role for the team.
We've got so many avenues towards goal, which hasn't probably always been the case for me in my time in Geelong. So each week's going to look slightly different in terms of pure goal scoring.
Still in AFL, Sydney Swans coach John Longmire says defender Tom McCartan is recovering well after suffering a concussion during Saturday's game against GWS. While Collingwood is confident Tom Mitchell and Jordan Dugowie will be back next week, with the pair both ruled out of this weekend's game against West Coast. Dugowie is out with the same groin issue that kept him out of last week's match, while Mitchell is recovering following a case of appendicitis. While Richmond's Noah Bolter, Dion Prestia and Jack Graham are all at test to return to the side that will take on the Western Bulldogs at the MCG on Saturday. To the NRL, despite the loss of Clint Gutherson and Mitchell Moses to injury, Parramatta players insist they can still make the finals. The Eels have lost 4 of their past 5 games ahead of Friday night's home clash with the Broncos. Back rower Sean Lane with a warning for the critics.
If you want to put a red line through a team after what's been 8 rounds or something, yeah, do so at your own peril, I guess. But we know there's a huge chunk of the season to go, so we know that we're capable of winning games.
NRL great Brad Fittler is warning players their interactions with referees will now be heavily scrutinised. The NRL has gone into bat for referee Casey Badger, who was hammered by Bulldogs and Tigers players during round 9. Fittler says the way players used to speak to officials is no longer acceptable.
The environment changes, and at the moment I think the players need to realise that the environment has changed. We need to be at our best behaviour, not only off the field, but on the field as well, while we're under pressure.
While Rabbitohs centre Isaiah Tass will be sidelined for several months after undergoing surgery on an ankle injury. The Australian men's cricket team is in Brisbane preparing for the T20 World Cup in the Caribbean and US. Australia's coach Andrew McDonald says captain Mitch Marsh is progressing a little slower than expected after suffering a hamstring injury in the IPL.
But we've got plenty of time now that he's been ruled out of the IPL first game, it's just short of a month now, so ample time for him to get ready. But really positive to see the skipper on the park. No real concern about match fitness. We've got a couple of practice games when we get to Trinidad in the support period, so he'll have plenty of match opportunities.
Crystal Palace has beaten Manchester United 4-0 in the English Premier League, the final goal of the game coming in the 66th minute.
Here's Elise in shooting range. Dispatched, as Manchester United have been here.
Wow.
By a rampant Crystal Palace.
United have now recorded the most defeats during a Premier League season in the club's history. Aussie golfers Adam Scott and Minwoo Lee have been named in the final teams for Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods' new virtual golf league. Minnesota has defeated Denver 106-80 to take a 2-0 lead in their NBA Conference semi-final series. Earlier, the Knicks opened their series with the Pacers with a 121-117 win. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.